羔羊的血和他们所敬的人啊，主啊，我们知道你的宝血是何等的重要，何等的功效，我们该是把心里面的三重感谢再次归给你，因为你是配得奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿们。
主在你们的面前，我们又一次被提醒，说你为了拯救我们这些罪人，说你付上了何等的代价，我们实在是的感谢你，说作为神的儿子，就作为了无瑕疵的羔羊，为我们这些罪人所尝了死味，说在十字架上，说父神掩面不看他的爱，说把一切罪的刑罚都加在我们身上，说啊，你实在是为我们付了极重的代价。我们今天有这样的恩典，说借着这简单的信息，我们相信你，说并且能够承受你一切给我们的丰盛的祝福，说都是因为你在十字架上为我们的舍命，说你爱我们爱到这样的程度，说你为我们甘愿舍去一切，说甘愿为我们成为罪的形状，说为我们承受一切罪的刑罚，说我们谢谢你。说这杯这杯实在是你爱的宴席，说你要提醒我们，你爱我们是如此的深厚，说你爱我们是如此的彻底，说你爱我们就爱我们到底，是吧？我们实在是感谢你，我们这些受造之物，我们这些对你所按照你的形象所造的，说我们实在是愿意，我在你面前匍匐敬拜你，是吧？实在是因为我们要开口来感谢赞美你，说因为你实在是配得。在我们身上所付的代价，我就是一切受造之物，我若是能承受你这样的救恩，我没有一个不能不开口来感谢你，没有一个不能不把我的敬拜感谢归给你，是吧？我们谢谢你，我把荣耀赞美和敬拜和尊贵我都归给你，我因为你实在是配得，谢谢主，我们愿意这个。
阿门。
主啊，你是今在昔在永在的神，主啊，你对我们的爱永远不变，主啊，在我们拒绝你抵挡你的时候，你就爱我们，你自己舍身流出的宝血赎尽了我们的罪，主啊，这是何等大的恩典，主啊，我们真的是我们要伏在你的脚前，我们要敬拜你，来赞美你，主啊，因为你是那配得的，你是那今在昔在永在的神。主啊，愿你的荣耀，你的国度直到永远。谢谢主耶稣，这样的祷告祈求是靠主耶稣宝贵的名。
阿门。主啊，我们把我们心中的感谢和赞美归给主，谢谢你自己献上你自己，主成为那赎罪的代价，而且主你一次作主，就成为我们那永远的主价。主，我们谢谢让我们的弟兄弟兄姐妹有这个机会一起再一次在饼杯前面一起来纪念。主，你告诉我们要常常如此行，为的是纪念。主，我们实在知道主你今天坐在父神的右边，常常为我们带领。主，你从来不改变你对我们的爱。主，你常常在那里一而再再的担负，一直召集我们到你跟前。主，你就怕我们把你忘记。主，我们要谢谢。主，我们过去是什么样的？今天我们蒙了你的恩典，主，我们又成为什么样的？主啊，我们谢谢主，你无所不知、无所不在、无所不能，但是主你还愿意一而再、再而三，把我们召聚在一起，在你的家中，如同一个人，如同一个身体，一起来敬拜。主，我们不能不把我们心中的感谢、赞美归给你，如果不是你自己来感动我们。如果你不是你自己来告诉我，说我们怎么样能够珍惜这个机会，但是主，当我们再一次跟他说上饼杯的时候，说我们知道主你与我们坐起，你也在那里等待，那么一天我们和你一起在同吃喝了。主啊，我们要谢谢，把我们心中的感谢赞美归给主啊，不管我们有生无生的祷告，主你自己的灵到里面告诉我们，主啊，你是我的爱我，我们谢谢你，靠主耶稣基督圣
名，阿门。主，我感谢你，主啊，是的，主啊，你真的是怕我们忘记，主啊，我们事情一忙，主啊，我们就忘记，主啊，我们在得意的时候，主啊，我们会忘记，但是主啊，我们却永远纪念，主啊，感谢你，主啊，但是你今天亲自的。
Thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather here.
我们记得我们前几个周都是在副堂聚会。
I remember the last several weeks we've been gathering in the lunch hallway.
然后记得上礼拜那个我们弟兄还在提醒我们要为我们的暖气祷告。
And last week the brother reminded us to pray for our heat.
我们感谢主啊，我们就是主听我们祷告，让我们这个礼拜再回到大堂来。
And thank the Lord for listening to our prayer, and this week we return here.
不过有点不大习惯哈，大家刚来，好像好久没进来了。
As if we haven't been here for a while.
要我们感谢主，我们开始前我们有一个祷告。So
before we start, let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们今天能够再次聚到你的面前。Lord
Jesus, thank you for gathering us here before you.
主真的是虽然天气 寒冷，但是主，你愿意召聚我们在你的面前，能够敬拜主。
Although the weather is cold outside, you were willing to gather us before you to worship you.
主耶稣，求主保守我们在主面前的分享。
Lord, may you look after the sharing here.
主真的是求主，真的是让世人智慧启示灵常与我们同在。
May your wisdom be with us.
感谢主耶稣，我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank the Lord, thank the Lord Jesus in His name we pray.
Amen. 好，那我们今天，今天我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的是在约翰福音的第十四章。
The passage I want to share with you today is in Gospel of John chapter 14.
是耶稣在上十字架之前，他跟门徒讲的一段话。
Immediately before Jesus went on upon the cross, and this is a passage that he spoke to the disciples.
其实在上十字架之前, 他这段话其实讲得很长,他一共讲了14章,15章,16章, 在约翰福音。
Before he went to Calvary, he spoke, this is a very long passage, chapter 14, 15.
那我想我们今天就, 专注在其中的一小段, 在第14章的 4到6节.
So today's focus will just be on a very small portion of this passage between verse 4 and 6.
我这边先念4到6节, 然后我们弟兄来念英文。 第4节, 我往哪里去, 你们知道, 那条路你们也知道。 然后这边有小字说, 往哪里去, 你们知道那条路。 然后第5节, 多马对他说, 主啊, 我们不知道你往哪里去, 怎么知道那条路呢? 耶稣说, 我就是道路, 真理和生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
Chapter 14, verse 4. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣其实, 在多马这边讲说, 他说主啊, 我不知道你往哪里去, 也不知道那条路。
Thomas here said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, how can we know the way?
但是其实主耶稣他好像讲明一件事, 他说, 第四节, 他说, 我往哪里去, 你们知道, 然后那条路你们也知道。
It seems as if Jesus already clarified this question. He said, you know the way to the place where I'm going. This is in verse 4.
然后第六节, 主耶稣讲说, 他自己就是那条路。
And in verse 6, Jesus answered that he is the way.
然后我们要到父那里去。
And that we are going to the Father.
我记得昨天晚上我们在有一个聚集啊。
So last night we had a gathering.
那我们特别就讲到说我们人生在世，我们知不知道我们要往哪里去？
Especially we talked about our life here. Do we know where we're going?
我们弟兄特别有分享到说，我们好像做了一个，我们通常要去来美国，我们知道我们来美国的话。 你的飞机票上面都已经走了，你从哪里来，要往哪里去？
So our brother shared that when we came to America or when you're on a plane, it's very clear where you're coming from and where you are going.
但是我们有时候，当我们还没信主的时候，我们实在是坐飞机是好，可是对我们人生往哪里去，我们不清楚，我们不明白。Maybe
we know where we're going while we're on the plane, but we don't in our life. Regarding life, we may not so be sure.
感谢主耶稣啊，主耶稣讲得很清楚、很明白、很确定。他说：“我就是那条路，我要往父那里去。”And
Jesus is very precise, clear, and definite. He said, "I am the way and the truth, and we are going to the Father."
Yeah, 这边特别是讲到说，我们不仅仅知道我们从哪里来，我们去哪里，而且主自己也讲到说，他就是那条路。
Here, not only did it explain to us where we're going and where we are from and where we're going, and Jesus also mentioned that He is the way.
我想那个我在主面前里默想的时候，我特别想要说今天分享主的道路，因为很多弟兄姐妹已经分享到这个题目了。So
today, while I was meditating on the sharing for today, I think a lot of brothers and sisters have already shared about this way.
我想就分享在主面前分享，我就分享三个大点。
So there are three points that I want to share with you today.
第一个，我想说，到底是什么是神的路呢？
First is what exactly is God's way?
因为主耶稣虽然讲了这样子啊，其实我想多马他回答出来，其实我们大部分的问题。Although
Jesus talked about these things, but Thomas's question seemed to be something we all asked.
主耶稣虽然讲说他是道路，其实我们其实还是不大清楚到底什么是神的路。
Although Jesus said he is the way, we're probably still not clear about what is God's way.
我想今天就以三点来讲，第一个哈，我想讲说我们神的道路，第一个就是一个信靠的道路的问题。First
about his ways is a reliable way.
然后我想
The way of trust.
The way of trust, yeah. 那我想那个最近我们在查，很多弟兄姐妹我们在礼拜五的时间在查《使徒行传》。《使徒行传》。So
on Friday nights we've been studying the book of Acts.
使徒行传13章里面特别有讲到一个人，讲到大卫。And
chapter 13 it talks about David.
大卫在 第13章的有两节，22节。
Chapter verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”After
removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do."
又在36节讲说，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。
And verse 36, for when David has served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep.
那我这边有中文小字报，英文没有。他这边特别讲到说，大卫按神的旨意服侍了那一代那一世的人，就睡了。So
in the Chinese, there's a small portion of text that says regarding that David, according to God's will, served the people of that generation and then fell asleep. So it's close.
这边特别讲到说，大卫是一个合神心意的人。
So for here it speaks of that God is a man, David is a man after God's own heart.
我想大卫这一生他在主面前，他经历了许多的事情呢。I think
for David, David truly experienced a lot in his life.
那主特别在圣经在使徒行传特别为他做了一个注解，他是一个合神心意的人。So
God made a point to mention David in Acts and mentioned that he is someone who is after God's own heart.
而且他按着神的旨意服侍那一代的人。And
according to God's will, he served the people of that generation.
他到底，我想他到底在神的面前的一个秘诀是什么？What
is God David's secret before God?
为什么他在神面前可以称为是一个合神心意的人？How
is he able to be called a man after God?
为什么他在神面前能够服侍他那一代的人？And
how did he serve the people of that generation?
那我们刚好我们最近这几个月，我们有查那个诗篇，在诗篇的，我们诗篇里面特别就讲到它里面的一个心意的表达。So
we've also been studying Psalms, and in Psalms we can see there's an expression of his heart.
我们从这边从诗篇里面，从诗篇的第一大卷，我们知道从第一篇到41篇，基本上都是大卫所写的。So
we know that Psalms from the first Psalm till the 40th Psalm, it's written by David.
那在这40多篇里面，你在很多的经节里面都看到说神，保罗不是大卫有个祷告，大卫祷告就说。 神啊，我投靠你。In
these 40 or so Psalms, we can see that David has a desire, which is he looks towards God. He seeks after him. For example, in Psalm 16,
诗篇16篇的第一节, 他说, 神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Verse 1, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge.
譬如说第七篇的第一节,
Psalm 7, verse 1.
耶和华我的神啊，我投靠你。
O Lord, my God, I take refuge in you.
第十一篇，我是投靠耶和华。Psalm
11. In the Lord I take refuge.
就第十八篇的第二节。Psalm
18.
第二节，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。
Verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God is my rock, in whom I take refuge.
我想在这边很明显的看到，那个大卫在主的面前，他一个心是一个投靠在主的身上的一个人。I think
we can clearly see here that David has a heart that seeks after the Lord and takes refuge in him.
他，因为我们前几天有一点分享，我想他不仅仅是在被扫罗在逼迫的时候。
Not only did he take refuge in the Lord while he was persecuted by Saul.
我想他在很小的时候，他的心就投靠主了。I
think even while he was young, he took refuge in the Lord.
因为这不是我讲，因为圣经里面特别讲到说，在他当撒母耳要高他做王，要高大卫的时候。When
the Bible mentions that when Samuel was to anoint David.
在他当撒母耳到了他家要高他的时候，因为他当时不在家。So
when Samuel arrived at his house, and David was not home.
那你知道大卫有几个哥哥？大家知道吗？
Do you know how many brothers David has?
他有七个哥哥。He
has seven brothers.
所以呢，当撒母耳第一看到他的大哥的时候，When
Samuel saw his eldest brother.
撒母耳其实撒母耳是一个蛮跟神很近的人。
Samuel is also a man who has a very close relationship with God.
但是呢, 他觉得, 这个就是神要膏的人。
He saw the eldest brothers and thought that this was the man that God will anoint.
但在, 撒母耳记的第16章第7节, 那撒母耳, 神就对撒母耳讲, 他说, 不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大, 我不拣选他。 因为耶和华不看不像人看人, 人是看外貌, 耶和华是看内心。
Samuel chapter 16, 7. Verse 7. It says, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
因为当时他不在家, 就他连看了七个, 神都说不是。
So he, Samuel saw all seven brothers, brothers and said none of them are to be known.
直到把大卫从那个放羊地方找回来,
until they brought David back from where he was tending the sheep.
然后扫罗才膏他,
and then Samuel anointed him.
因为主耶稣很明显在这边耶和华神很明显讲到说, 人是看外貌, 耶和华是看内心。
For here the Lord is very clear in saying that the Lord does not look at the outward appearance.
所以说大卫在很小的时候, 他的心就已经在主的身上。
So even when he was very young, his heart was for the Lord.
因此呢, 他后来才能够有在, 能够与大卫哥利亚这个经历。
And it is for this reason we see the experience between with the David and Goliath experience.
因此呢, 在后来他被 他的岳父就是扫罗逼迫的时候, 他能够在主面前有很深很深的经历。
Even much later on, when he was persecuted by his father-in-law, by Saul, he had a very deep experience with the Lord.
所以说我们在主的面前, 我们跟随主的道路上, 我们第一个我觉得很重要就是我们要跟主一个很亲密的关系。
So in our walk with the Lord, we need to have a very intimate relationship with Him. We need to follow Him wherever He may be.
因为你知道大卫他在被膏了以后, 他那时候被膏大概只是一个青少年的时间。
So when David was anointed, he was just a youth.
大家知道他大概几岁成为王吗?
Does anyone know when he, how old was he when he became king?
他30岁在希伯伦被成为王。
He became king when he was 30 in Hebron.
当时候其实希伯来称王的时候，事实上只有他大卫的那个支派犹大支派能够支持他，还有其他好多以色列支派都还是反对他的。
So at that time, only the tribe of Judah supported him. The other tribes did not.
所以呢，你知道说大卫这一生他经历了许多事情，但是呢，他在主面前有一个 很重要很重要的地方，就是他这个人是一个跟主很近的一个人，跟主很亲密的一个人。
David had a lot of experience with in his life, but he was a man who had a deep relationship with God.
所以说呢，在主面前，他可以称为说这是一个合神心意的人。And
that is why he can be called a man after God's own heart.
所以他说，所以神在圣经里面讲说，神大卫是一个能够服侍他那一代的人。
And that is why the Bible mentions that he is someone who served his generation.
我想说啊，当我们这样子与神很亲近的时候，其实啊，世人看我们有时候会觉得我们好像啊有点奇怪哈，不知道你们有没有这种感觉？
When we're close to the Lord, perhaps the world may see us as being strange. I don't know if you feel this way as well.
那也许在诗篇71篇。
In Psalm 71.
诗篇的71篇里面特别讲到这个情形。
Psalm 71 especially mentions this.
诗篇第1篇的第1节讲说，我投靠你，求你叫我永不羞愧。第1节。
Verse 1, In you, O Lord, I've taken refuge, let me never be put to shame.
然后第7节说，许多人以我为怪，但你 是我坚固的避难所。
7. I become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge.
譬如说在彼得前书的第4章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章的第四节
Verse 4，
他们在这些事上，见你们不与他们同奔那晃荡无度的路，就以为怪，诽谤你们。
They think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation and they heap abuse on you.
要当我们跟主在与这样很亲近的道路上与己在一起的时候，我们所做出来的，我们所说的，也许外国人看起来会觉得很奇怪，会觉得我们这些人是好像很奇怪的一群人。
When we have such a close walk with the Lord, perhaps.This world will see us as being strange.
但是我们实在知道，当我们跟主很亲密的时候，我们知道我们在干什么。
But when we're very close with the Lord, we know exactly what we're doing.
哦，我们知道我们这个人在主面前是什么样一个人。
And before we know exactly what kind of people we are.
我们知道我们这个人是为主宝血所买赎回来的一群人。
For we know that we've been redeemed by His precious blood.
我们必须跟主而行，我们与主要有亲密的交通。
And therefore we must follow Him, and walk with Him.
譬如说，就好像在那个，你知道那个圣经上有好几个例子，我举一个很快举两个例子。第一个就好像在挪亚的时候，当挪亚造方舟的时候，你知道他那时候有120年时间能够造方舟，外面一定觉得很奇怪。
So, for there are many examples in the Bible. For example, is Noah during his time, he had 120 years to build the ark, and perhaps people saw him as being very odd.
当时他跟他讲说，神要洪水毁灭世界，哦，那我们必须到进方舟才能得救。
So at that time, and he was telling the people that we must enter into this ark and be saved, for the God will overwhelm this earth with water.
如果是当时人一定觉得很奇怪，因为当时没有下过雨啊。
The people of that time must have felt it was very strange because it has not rained until then.
他说洪水要毁灭世界，这个是很听起来是很荒谬的一件事情。
When he said that the flood will destroy the earth.When you hear this, this is something just so impossible for the people of that time.
但是挪亚他自己知道在干什么。
But Noah knew exactly what he was doing.
他知道他是跟神在一起的一个人。
For he knew that he was a man who was walking with the Lord.
因此当洪水来的时候，他一家能够得救。
And when the water came, his whole family was saved.
因为我想到我们其实我们现今时代也是这样子哈。
Even now it is likewise.
我们讲说我们要信主耶稣。我们能够得救。
For now, we're saying that we must find salvation in our Lord Jesus.
当我们讲说有一天神要来审判这个世界。
And before we say that one day our God will come and judge this world.
我不知道有时候旁边人会听了会笑哈。
I don't know if perhaps the people around you when they hear this they might mock you or laugh at you.
Yeah, 但是我们知道说我们信的是谁。
But for we know who we trust.
我们知道我们所亲近的是哪一位。
And we know who we follow.
就好像大卫另外意思就是大卫好像在你知道大卫他一个心他是要把那个约柜引到那个耶路撒冷城
了。David always had a heart that he wanted to take the ark into the holy
city. 结果呢他当到时候把约柜引到大卫城的时候就是耶路撒冷的时候他在主的面前跳舞能够
When he was finally able to bring the ark into the city of Jerusalem, he was dancing in joy.
他那时候已经是一个王了。
At that time, he was already a king.
所以当他做这样的时候呢，结果他的那个他的当时的妻子啊，就是米甲，就是扫罗的女儿。
So while he was doing this, his wife of the time, which was Michal, was the daughter of Saul.
他就耻笑他，他就笑他。
And she laughed at him.
好，但是。大卫知道他在做什么。
But David knew exactly what he was doing.
当我们在主面前，我们知道我们干什么时候，我们知道我们在主面前亲近主的时候，旁边的一些的，我们说杂音啊、耻笑啊，对我们来讲不影响我们。
So when we know, when we draw close to the Lord and we know exactly what we're doing, all the things around us, the noise, doesn't mean much anymore.
所以说我们在主面前，我们第一个就是。主的道路就是我们亲近主，能够靠近主的道路，信靠主的道路。
So the path before the Lord is to draw close to Him and to walk with Him.
就好像在创世纪里面，主一开始在创造人的时候就已经拣选了，有放了两棵树在那个地方。
As if in the book of Genesis, when God created this world, He placed two trees in the garden.
一个是生命树，一个是知识善恶树。
One was the tree of life, and the other one was the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
很明显，主让我们选的是生命树，让我们这个人是一个永远跟主很亲密、很依靠的一个人。
It is very clear that God wanted us to choose the tree of life, and He wanted us to have a life that is is close and intimate with him.
所以说实际上在14章我们这边讲到说主说我是道路真理生命以后在15章的一开始主耶稣就讲说我是葡萄树你们是枝子。
And so in chapter 14, Jesus talks about I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And in chapter 15, he talks about he is the vine and we are the branches.
耶稣讲说, 藏在我里面的, 我也藏在他里面。
And he also says that those who abide him, those who abide, he will abide us, and those who abide him, yes.
所以这人就能够多结果子。
And those who abide him will bear much fruit.
好, 那我想, 这是第一个, 好, 第一个是讲到说, 一个信靠的道路。
The first talks about the way of trust.
第二个我想跟弟兄姐妹分享是讲到说一个见证的道路。
And second is a way of our testimony.
那我想我们读一点圣经是在也在约翰福音的第15章。
This is also in Gospel John chapter 15. Let's read a passage here.
约翰福音第15章的第26-27节。
Verse 26 and 7.
但我要从父那里差宝贵赐来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。When
the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。And
you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
这边明显讲到说, 你们 七节你们也要做见证。
Here is very clear about that you must also testify.
然后使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
我们第一个特别讲到说，我们在跟主的道路上，第一个就是讲到说，我们对神有一个很亲密的关系。我们跟主要常常依靠主而行。
On our way with the Lord, our path walk with the Lord. First is that we must trust in Him, have a close relationship with Him.
第二个我想思想在主面前的话，第二个就是跟我们弟兄姐妹在一起的一个关系。
The second is regarding our relationship with each other.
就是我们在主面前能够成为
Is that before him we must be we can be a testimony for him.
当时候那个在主耶稣讲完这段话之后呢，然后我们知道在过了不久，后来就五旬节降临。Well,
we know that after not long after Jesus said this, there was the Pentecost.
在五旬节降临的时候，那时候有120个门徒聚集在一起。
During the Pentecost, there were 120 disciples, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
圣灵降下以后呢，那当时呢，就好像有一些有声响啊，有火这种情形发生。
And at that time, there were voices and there were fire.
但是最重要，我想这不是那个火跟声响的问题。I
think the most important is not the voice and the fire.
而是呢，在主面前这120个人呢，因着主耶稣基督能够进城到
But what's important is that these 120 disciples can enter into the body through our Lord Jesus.
他们原本是一个来自不同地方的一些人。
And there are people who came from all over the world of the time.
原本他们的也许教育背景不一样，也许他们讲的有些口音不一样。
有些生活的背景不一样，有些职业不一样。Perhaps their education was different, their dialogue was different, their backgrounds were different, and their work was different.
但是呢，因着主耶稣基督的宝血，主的圣灵，他们能够进城在一个身体里面。But
through His blood and the Holy Spirit, that they may enter into the same body.
所以呢，他后来在《使徒行传》，我们想我们很多弟兄姐妹礼拜五在查《使徒行传》，特别讲到说《使徒行传》，特别讲到说。 他们是走这道的一群人。So
on Friday nights, a lot of brothers and sisters have been studying the book of Acts, and so these are the brothers and sisters who's walked that path.
就是 walk on the way.
The way.
Yeah, 就是说在第九章的时候，当保罗当时还没信主的时候，他要捉拿这群人的时候，他们特别讲说捉拿这群走这道的这群人。
So when in chapter 9, when before Paul became saved, he specifically said that he wants to go and persecute those who are on the way.
Yeah, 特别讲到说这群人是好像原本是一个不一样的一群人，但是在主的面前，因着主 的圣灵，因为主的带领，让他们好像成为一个走在一起的一群人。
And these people were very different people, but because of the guidance of the Lord, they seem to be walking on the same way.
好，那这一群人也是在新约里面特别也讲到说，教会就是神的家。
And New Testament also talks about that the church is the house of the Lord.
我们昨天晚上在分享的时候也特别讲到说，教会就是家。
And last night when we were sharing, we also mentioned that the house of the Lord is the family.
那在主面前，我们能够聚集在一起。
So before the Lord, we can here gather here.
那成为一个神可以安息在一个地方。
That this may become a place where he can rest.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他常常到一个地方，就是到Bethany。
So with Jesus while he was on earth, he often went to Bethany.
因为什么他要去伯大尼呢？
Why did he go to Bethany?
因为那边有一群爱他的一群人。
Because there was a group of people who loved him.
那边有一家人，这是在大家很熟悉，就是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
And there was a family that people, I'm sure everyone's familiar with. That's Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
Yeah, 就是这群人能够在主的爱里面能够接待主。主也愿意能够常常与他们同在。
And this is a family who is willing to receive him in love, and is a group that he's willing to be with.
所以说神教会就是神的家。
So therefore the church is his house.
当整个全地都在黑暗权势里面，主愿意能够待在一个一群爱他的门徒里面。
So when the entire earth is covered in darkness, he desired to stay with his disciples.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，当我们在弟兄姐妹聚集的时候，我们来这边做什么呢？
When we are before him and when we're gathered together, what exactly are we doing?
因为我们来这边，我们知道有神与我们同在。
We come here for we know that he is with us here.
圣经上讲说，两三人奉他名，他就与我们同在。
For the Bible says that if two or three gathers in his name, he will be with us.
其实我们也是这样的人。其实我们原本没有信主的时候，我们在主面前其实也是一个到处漂泊的一个人。
For we're in the same way that before we came to know him, we were sort of just floating around.
我记得昨天周弟兄讲个例子，我觉得蛮跟他讲的很蛮相近的。
I think that our brother yesterday gave a very good example.
因为他讲到说，他有一个弟兄在台湾的时候是，因为他是外省人，就是。外面的。
So when he was in Taiwan, there was a brother who came from outside of Taiwan.
我记得我虽然，从小生在台湾，长在台湾，但是呢，因为我在台北长大，所以呢，我台湾的方言啊，讲的不是很好。
So although I grew up, I was born in Taiwan, grew up in Taiwan, and actually grew up in Taipei, but the local dialect was.
在家里呢，都是讲。普通话。
So I speak Mandarin.
Mandarin, yeah. 结果呢，那小的时候我记得呢，那个在学校，那他们同学在我旁边玩，我就在讲，有时跟我直接对讲，还没听懂。
So I remember when I was at school and kids would talk to me, but I couldn't hear understand them.
然后他就用台湾，我们同学用台湾话跟我讲，他说听不懂，就说你听不懂啊。
So then he spoke to me in Taiwan saying, you don't understand.
他说他用台湾话讲，就是说你是台湾狗，他就说你是一个台湾的猴子啊。他说那不然他说你是一个哇新加坡狗，他就说你是一个外省的猴子。
So he said basically you're a quote unquote monkey from another place.
他就说他就这样子讲我，就是所以说虽然生在台湾长在台湾，但是好像一直觉得不是一个我好像。在他觉得我应该是在大陆那一边的。
Although I grew up in Taiwan, but perhaps he felt that I should be on the other side, on the China side.
但是我在这么多年，我一共只去过大陆只有一共四天，我只去过大陆四天。
So in all these years, I went to the mainland for 4 days.
哦，那但是后来到了美国以后，虽然已经进了，就算入了美国籍，但是你好像还是没有完全觉得你是一个。美国人，大家看我外面好像我也不像一个美国人嘛。
So even after I became a citizen here, I still don't feel like a U.S. citizen. Perhaps external, even outside, the appearance, you know, doesn't even look like a U.S. citizen.
但是直到我在神的家里面后，我才觉得神的家让我真正能够有一个家的感觉。
So only until I came to the house of the Lord do I feel that there's a family here.
因为神让我们弟兄姐妹真正让我们能够称为我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹，我们在主的里面，我们是神里面的一家人。
Because the brothers and sisters here are truly brothers and sisters, and here we are one family.
然后主让我们能够在主的里面享受到家的温暖。
And here we can enjoy the warmth of a family.
我不知道弟兄姐妹感觉怎么样。我记得那时候，我们那时候这边聚集，后来，后来大家陆续弟兄姐妹找到事的，然后但是礼拜五还是来查经。So
I remember that back when we all found work and we still came on Friday nights for Bible.
大家刚开始工作，好像大家都很紧张啊，都做得很兢兢业业，但是呢，也蛮辛苦的。但是呢，当我们来到 礼拜五晚上能够一起聚集的时候，当结束以后，好像疲劳都去掉了。Although
work is very tiring, but when we came here on Friday nights, it seems as if all the tiredness was lifted away.
因为主与我们同在。Because
our Lord is with us.
因为主在我们中间，能够见证说主是那位让我们能够出黑暗入光明那位主。Because
He is here amongst us, and He can testify and take us from darkness into the light.
所以耶稣也讲到说， 你们是世上的盐和世上的光。
Jesus also said that we're the salt and the light of this world.
在马太福音第五章所讲的， 你们是世上的盐和世上的光。
And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, he talks about this.
我们在主的面前， 我们弟兄姐妹在世上， 要成为盐跟成为光。
So for us, brothers and sisters, that we need to be the salt and the light of this world.
主耶稣没有讲说你们要做盐啊， 我觉得常常弟兄姐妹讲做盐做光， 不过我觉得比较准确点还是主耶稣讲的说你们是盐和你们是光。We
often say to be the salt and light of this world, but rather we are the salt and light of this
world. 因为盐，你知道盐就是有点，你知道做菜啊，因为最近身体有点状况，医生说你少吃点盐。So
recently my health doctor tells me to eat less salt.
但是如果你东西里面没有盐啊，就没有味道。
But if you don't put any salt in your food, there is no taste.
东西就不好吃。
The food will be very bland.
但是如果你加点盐呢， 这个东西就好吃了。
But if you add some salt, it's very tasty.
好，然后呢，这个盐还有， 这个防止腐烂的情形啊。
Salt is also used to as a preservative.
哦，所以呢，你知道主耶稣讲说我们是盐啊， 就是让我们知道说我们这群基督徒， 在世人能看起来， 这群弟兄姐妹里面， 这群的基督徒里面，他们的生活很有味道。So
to be the salt, so that the world can see us. When they see us, that they can say that these people, you know, there's something about them.
主借着我们能够让我们的生命能够活得很有光芒，很有光彩。
Through our Lord, our life can also be full of light.
而且让我们能够这个生命因着主在我们中间，我们 不好也好，像旁边的一样变成腐烂掉，主让我们能够在主面前能够，成为一个新鲜的、有味道的生命。And
because we have our Lord in our lives, our life would not be corrupted as if, you know, everything else in this world is, and it would be fresh and with taste.
Yeah, 主耶稣也讲说我们是光。
He also says that we're light.
光很明显就让我们在主面前能够在世上能够发光。
And light is to shine into this world.
因为在主的眼光来看，世界都是在黑暗的权势的底下。
In His eyes, this world is under the power of darkness.
只有在教会面能够看到光。
Only in the church can we see light.
主耶稣也把我们教会称为也称为灯台啊。
He also calls the church as a lampstand.
灯台要放在高处的，神要建造高处的。
And a lampstand needs to be lifted high up.
可以发光，
so that it can cast all of its brightness.
所以呢，当我们在主面前，因着主，我们可以做一些世人不做的事情。And
because of our Lord, we can do some things that the world will not do.
因此，教会要在主面前成为一个世上的见证。The
church needs to be a testimony in this world.
所以呢，我们在，我有时候，所以有时候我在那个路上看到那个有一些，经过有时候开车经过一些教会的门口的时候啊。 我看到他那个标题和那个我就觉得很难过。
So sometimes when I'm driving, I see some of the words and the titles that they put outside on the bulletin board.
他说今天早上聚会呢，晚上我们在这边有玩 bingo。
And so it says that in the morning we'll have our worship, but at night we'll have bingo.
我觉得很难过，因为我们来到教会是以神的生命来，以神来吸引人的。
I feel very sad because church is supposed to attract people because God is there.
我们不是要靠了很多期啊，很多啊一些活动来吸引人。
We don't need to attract people with activities.
如果说以活动来吸引人，其实我们做实在是不比外面的一些的俱乐部啊、同乡会做得好。
So if we need to use activities to attract people, then we're not doing any different than the social clubs.
我们乃是以神的生命来吸引人来到我们面前。
We need to attract people by His life.
好，这是特别讲到说我们在主面前要有同一的见证。
And this especially talks about our testimony before Him.
但是我想说，事实上在21世纪里面，我们其实看到很多的教会。我们不说我们自己很好，但是我觉得有很多地方我们看见了主提醒我们，让我们能够在主面前能够成为主的见证。
So in the 21st century, we see a lot of different churches. Although not to say that we are the best out there, but that we see that we need to be a testimony.
所以呢，你知道有时候我们现在是感恩节，对，感恩节过去了，然后。很快又有一个圣诞节来临。
So we just had Thanksgiving and we'll be having Christmas shortly.
好，那有很多刚刚来的弟兄姐妹问啊，哎，你们怎么都没有庆祝圣诞节啊？怎么没有庆祝圣诞节啊？
Brothers and sisters will come and ask, and people will come and ask, and how come you don't celebrate Christmas?
我们为什么不庆祝圣诞节呢
？Why don't we celebrate Christmas?
因为圣经里面没有讲。
Because the Bible didn't talk about it.
圣经并没有讲。
The Bible didn't mention it.
而且这个节日有点比较清楚，也许可以问陶伯伯了。
If you want a clear, very clear answer, you can ask.
因为陶伯伯特印了一份给大家，如果大家愿意看的话。
And he can print out some bulletins to pass around.
就讲到说我们在这边的聚集不是为了一个好像人的活动啊，乃是来到主面前。能够敬拜主的一个地方，能够亲近主，能够遇见主的地方。
We're gathered here not because of activities, but because we want to see the Lord. We want to draw close to Him. We want to worship Him here.
Yeah, 但是我想，就跟我刚刚提到说，在这个时间，在这个时代里面，我们遇到了在教会里面有许多的难处，有遇到一些的难处。
In these day and age, we're faced with a lot of difficulties.
所以说，主耶稣在启示录第二、第三章才会讲到一些教会的一些情形。
And that's why in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, he talks about the church.
所以呢，我们在主面前能够，希望我们能够在主面前能够真正成为主的见证，能够见证主在我们身上的作为。
I truly hope that we can be his testimony and testify for his will and work in us.
然后紧紧跟着主的道路走。
And to follow after his way closely.
那就好像那个我想提几个一点点地方，也许就在结束这一小段。然后在使徒行传里面，他又特别讲到说，从教会开始成立，开始在五旬节主在地上建立教会之后，教会有的一些的难处。
So in the book of Acts, it talks about after the Pentecost, after the church was formed, there were some challenges the church faced.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们刚刚查过《使徒行传》，也许蛮熟的。那第一个，他就有讲到亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉这对夫妻的事情。
So first, it talks about Ananias and Sapphira.
他特别讲到说，这对夫妻他愿意能够把自己的家产献在使徒面前，可是呢。他自己留下了一份。
But this couple was willing to give up their belongings before the disciples, but they themselves kept a portion.
使徒特别讲到说，你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？
And the disciples said, why did you lie to the Spirit?
所以呢，我想我们在第一个在主面前，我们在主面前的跟随主、见证主，特别要讲到说，我们在主面前要跟以圣灵带领我们。
When we need to follow him and testify for him, we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领我们的时候，我们跟着能够摸主的心意，在走主的道路。
When the Holy Spirit is leading us, we can know God's will.
然后第二个他遇到的难处是在再往后一点，他特别讲到说在当时候有一些的讲希腊语的一些的犹太人的寡妇，他们的需要受到了缺乏。
So later on it talks about the needs of the widows of those who spoke Greek.
我想当一个教会开始慢慢弟兄姐妹越来越多以后呢，我们当中的一些的问题就会出现。
As church gets bigger, when there are more brothers and sisters, there will be more challenges and difficulties.
当时的一些的犹太人，他们有讲两种语言。
At the people of that time, the Greeks of the time spoke two different dialects.
一个是讲，一个是讲，当时犹太人希伯来文，一个也许是讲当时的希腊语。
One spoke the Hebrew and one spoke Latin.
然后呢，他们当时也许就是门徒多了以后呢，那一部分也许就忽略掉了。
So when there are more brothers and sisters, when there are more disciples, they sort of forgot about this.
其实我们现在也有这种情形啊，我们当中其实也是讲两种语言的。
So amongst us, we also speak, multiple dialects and languages and so
forth. 我们一部分是讲中文，一部分是讲英文，主要的语言。
Some primarily spoke Chinese and some primarily speaks English.
其实我后来想一想，其实跟我们蛮类似的。
I think it's very similar to us.
我记得我们有些的原本的一些教会的一些在会所里面的一些的那个标志啊，大部分都是中文的。
I think there's some just words and bulletins that's in Chinese.
那我想我们当中的青少年从小这边长大，好像蛮爱护我们，从来没讲过那上面都是中文。
And the youth here loves us very much and never really mentioned saying that it's all in Chinese.
一直直到我们的Mark 弟兄来以后，他才跟我们，我们才突然觉得说我们忽略了我们讲英文的需要。
So only until our brother Mark came and he mentioned that to us, we sort of forgot about the needs of our brother and sister who speaks English.
我想在我们在主的面前愿意能够真的是当我们圣灵更多告诉我们这种情形以后，我们能够因着主的缘故，我们能够照顾到每个弟兄姐妹的需要。
May we by the Holy Spirit care for all the needs of every brother and sister here.
第三我想是那个有蛮重要问题，就是在使徒行传第十五章有讲到说，当时的门徒因为一个很重要的问题去问使徒。
In Acts chapter 15, there was the disciples had a very important question to ask.
这是一个蛮重要的真理问题，就是有些当时犹太教的一些信主的弟兄们，他们认为说，这些外邦人必须要按摩西的规条受割礼，否则不能得救。
So at that time, the disciples felt that some felt that they the Gentiles must undergo the circumcision of Moses to before they can.
所以呢，我们在主面前必须能够为真理做见证。
So before the Lord, we need to testify for the truth.
我们必须知道说主在主他的心意是什么。
We need to understand his desire.
他的心意乃是在主面前，我们是乃是因信得以称义。
And his will is that we're saved by our faith.
不是靠着外面的行为啊。
Not by our external deeds.
我们在当时的感谢主，当时的基督徒们因着在主面前能够摸着主的心意，能够为主能够站立得住。
And thank the Lord that the brother and sister of that time understood his will and stood firm for that.
我们信主乃是因着主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪，我们才能得救。
And we're saved by His redeeming blood.
不是因为靠着外面的割礼能够得救的。
Not by our external circumcision.
我们感谢主啊，因为我们为主要能够为真理能够站立得住。
Thank the Lord that we can stand firm for His truth.
主耶稣也讲嘛，我们刚才讲过，主耶稣是道路、真理和生命。
And for we also said that Jesus is the way and the truth.
他不仅仅是我们道路，也是我们真理。
Not only is he the way, but he is also the truth.
好，那我想我们第三个，我想我很快讲，就是讲到说，我们第一个讲到说，我们要与主一个很亲密的关系。
The first is that we need to have a very close relationship with him.
第二个讲到说, 我们这个道路呢,
and the second was that our way with him, our walk with him is to on the way of testimony.
第三个，第三个我们我特别跟你们讲的是讲到说我们在主面前的道路呢是一个十字架的道路。
And last, the third point is that his way is the way of the cross.
那我想我们看一下圣经，也是看马太福音第16章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Mark.
Matthew.
Matthew, sorry. Chapter 14. 16?
Yeah. 24节。 于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他十字架来跟从我。若有因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；因为凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”Then
Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it."
Yeah, 然后, 再一节是在, 彼得前书第一章第九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
这边有讲到说, 并且得到你们信心的果效, 就是灵魂的救恩。
For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Yeah, 这英文讲的比较对, 这边英文是讲到说, 是魂的救恩。
Here it talks about the salvation of your souls.
那我想我们在主耶稣在马太福音也讲到这段话 就说, 凡有人跟从我, 要当舍己, 背起他十字架跟从我。
For in Matthew, Jesus said that those who want to follow me must deny himself and take up his cross.
Yeah, 这跟背起他自己十字架, 因为, 这一段话呢, 其实是主耶稣基督跟彼得的 一段的对话嘛 哦, 大家刚才读就知道了
This is the part of Jesus' conversation with Peter
其实这段话是 其实是刚开始的时候 事实上是主耶稣问门徒说 你们说我是谁
So this conversation started off with Jesus asking the disciples who do you say who do you think I am who am I
然后彼得就说 你是基督 是永生神的儿子
And for Peter said that for you are Christ the son of the Eternal God.
所以主耶稣听了就, 就很欢喜, 他说, 西门巴约拿, 你是有福的, 因为这不是属血, 血肉, 只是你, 而是我的天上的, 父, 只是你的。
And so Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but my Father.
所以呢, 主耶稣就特别因了, 彼得这种话呢, 就把教会启示出来。
And because of Peter's question and answer, Jesus started to talk about the church.
他说我要把我的教会建立在磐石上, 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And he said, I will, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail over it.
然后我要把天国的钥匙给你啊, 反正你地上是捆绑, 天上有捆绑, 地上是释放, 天上也要释放。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, whatever you bind on earth, what you bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
所以呢, 当我们 承认主名的时候呢, 当我们承认主是基督, 是神的儿子的时候, 主会给我们许多的启示。
When we acknowledge and proclaim his name that he is the Son of God, he will give us so much revelation.
哦, 主则启示他教会。
He will reveal to us what is his church.
哦, 主后来有启示, 比如说, 我要上十字架。
And he later on revealed that he will, he will be on the cross.
他说我要被杀,
第三日复活。 And he said that he will be crucified and will rise.
所以他把十字架就启示给彼得。
And he even revealed the cross onto Peter.
所以呢，我想我们信主以后，我们一方面我们在主面前，我们越靠近主，我们越承认主的名，我们愿意能够真的是能够相信主，主会有给我们许多启示。
After we come to know him, the more we trust him, the more we acknowledge his name, the more we proclaim him, the more he will reveal unto us.
但是另外一方面，好像又把我们这里面的己显明出来。
But at the same time, as if it reveals ourselves.
这是什么意思? 因为后来彼得就讲啊, 后来当主耶稣说他要上十字架以后, 彼得就说, 主啊, 万不可如此, 只是不临到你身上。
And later on, when Jesus was going on upon the cross, Peter said, let it not be so. This can't be. This cannot be.
然后, 然后耶稣就说, 撒旦退我后面去吧。
And Jesus answered him saying, Satan, get behind me.
因为你不体贴人的意思是体贴, 不体贴神的意思是体贴人的意思。
For he did not understand the will of the Father, but was care for the will of man.
然后因此主耶稣说，最后来讲说， 凡有人跟从我，就必当又当舍己，背起他十字架来跟从我。
And so later on, Jesus said that if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up the cross.
好，所以说，其实你知道，当主有给我们更多的启示之后，我们常常以我们自己的意思来体贴神的意思。
Oftentimes we have our own will that seems to we seem to impose upon God's will.
我们的意思好像常常跟神的意思有抵触。And
our will seems to be at going in the opposite direction against His will.
哦，当很多事情临到我们的时候，我们好像自己好像就顺着我们意思，我们里面的东西就老了，老我就跑出来。When
things come about, we seem to follow our own will, and our old self comes out.
我不知道大家有没有这种意思，经历是不是一个孩子的时候，当我们跟主一些交通。 在主面前交通蛮好的时候，那小孩过来就吵你。
So I don't know if you had this experience, especially with children, that when you're having a very good fellowship with the Lord, but all of a sudden the kids comes around and starts to annoy you.
他吵你到一步，你就突然好像原来在天上，就像这边就跟这个彼得一样，突然跑到撒旦那边去了。So
it seems as if you were in heaven, but all of a sudden, just like Peter, that the Satan just came out.
好，所以好像有一样一个你在一个很高的地方的时候，你突然一件什么事情就被
And it seems that sometimes you're just in such a high place and so close to God, but all of a sudden you've been cast down. And that is why Jesus said that we must bear our cross and follow Him. And it talks about our soul, our self, our thoughts, and our mind need to be dealt with.
Yeah, 时间不多，我再分享几分钟就好了。Our
time is almost up, but let me share for a couple more minutes.
那我这边就讲到说，我们主带领我们其实是，一方面主，我想十字架有许多弟兄姐妹分享，因为十字架一方面来讲是讲到十字架的救赎。So
a lot of brothers and sisters will share about the cross, and the cross, the main focus is on the redemption.
另外一方面也讲到说，十字架的救赎，讲到十字架救赎，特别讲到说，主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们，主耶稣基督让我们能够成为神的儿女，主耶稣基督让我们能够的十字架带我们进入神的国。So
when it talks about salvation, it talks about us being cleansed by His holy blood, us being brought into His kingdom.
但是有另外一方面，十字架另外一方面是讲到说，十字架的交通。
On one side it talks about the cross, but on the other side it talks about the fellowship.
呀，十字架的救赎好像讲到说是一个客观的，好像说主为我们死，我凭着信心相信他。
And the salvation is that this is what God has accomplished for us, that we trust in Him and He has done.
但是十字架另外一方面是讲到说我们个人自己主观的经历，在许多事情来经历十字架。On
one side it's very objective, on the other side it's very subjective, that our experience with God and on us.
因为在我想我们这一生里面，特别刚才在彼得，我想彼得经过这些事情，特别在彼得前书讲到说，你们信心的果效，我们信心的一个最终的一个达到，就是讲到我们这个魂的救恩。So
in Peter we end up talking about that the ultimate effect of our salvation is the
我们魂要被拯救。
Our salvation must be saved by
我们这整个人，我们原本的老我，应该在主面前能够得到拯救。
Ourself, our soul must be saved by Him.
哦，那我想主在主面前，其实天天都安排许多事情在我们周围。
God, there's a lot of things that happens around us.
哦，我想我们不必，你知道有，我知道基督徒有两个极端哈，一个就是，他信主了，他就觉得，就好了，然后他在主面前没有往前走。As
Christians, we seem to have two extremes. One is after we trusted Him, we just feel everything is okay. We don't progress anymore.
但是另外一个极端就是有的基督徒呢，好像觉得十字架主安排十字架不够，他还要自己想一些人工的十字架在他身上。The
other extreme is that we don't feel that the cross that God has given to us is enough. Then we start inventing and start bearing our other crosses out.
所以你就想看到在十七、十八世纪有些基督徒啊，他为了显明他主，他要背主十字架，他就苦待他自己。In
the 17th and 18th century Christians, because they wanted to bear God's cross, they hurt themselves.
他有时候让自己不仅仅是好像是在主面前能够 fasting。
Not only do they fast before the Lord.
而且他好像到一个地步，然后苦待自己的身体。
They even sort of hurt themselves physically.
然后甚至呢，有到，譬如说到修道院啊，然后跟四方都隔绝。
Or even go to the monastery and to be separate from the world.
哦，主不是这样子啊。那我记得还有一个例子，就是也蛮有名，就是譬如说在十五六世纪有个法国的一个很有名姐妹，就是盖恩夫人。
In the 18th century in France is a Madame Guyon.
Guyon.
And she loved the Lord very much, but she felt she wanted God's cross in her life. But felt as if the cross was just not enough.
因为她就把，你知道，她就一些人工的方法，她就在她的鞋子里面放了许多石头。
So she placed rocks in her shoes.
她这样，她觉得说，她要为主受苦，为主走路。So in
this way, she felt that when she was walking, she was suffering for the Lord.
好，我想这都是一些人工的方法。I
think these are very artificial means.
因为不过，我想你知道，大家读甘夫人之书，很多是受她的帮助。她是一个很爱主的姐妹。But
when we read her books, we are a lot of people are helped by her because you know she. We can really see the Lord.
但是我想, 我们在主面前真的是凭着主每天安排我们在我们许多旁边的事情, 我们就能够, 过每一天的生活。
And we need to really live by following Him and you know and all the things that He places around us.
让主的十字架能够在我们身上能够成为实际啊。
So that His cross may be a reality in our life.
因为我们在主的前面，常常天天在主面前，有时候记录到许多事情，唯有在 主的圣灵，主与我们同在，能够过得了，背得起我们的十字架。
We experience a lot of different things. Only through the His Holy Spirit and His presence can we endure these.
我只有几个例子，我们就结束哈。Let
me give a few more
examples. 我记得我想说，我们在主面前常会遇到事情。我记得我在主面前默想的时候，我就想起来这几年的时间，我在公司一个，我记得原来有个女同事，她已经不在我们当中了。
So there was a female coworker at work.
因为他当时离婚了，然后有一个小孩在中国。And
she was divorced and she had a child in China.
然后我就，我看有时很像很多事情烦扰他。And
she seems as if she was troubled by a lot of things.
我就跟他讲主耶稣。So
I started sharing the gospel with her.
然后，我觉得希望他能够相信主，能够。 也许她在主面前能够信主，她在里面的很多的难处可以过得去。So
I hope she would trust in the Lord, and perhaps God would help her with her situation.
结果没想到过几天呢，我的 manager 就把我叫，我的经理把我叫过去啊。So
in a unknowing to me, in a couple of days, my manager called me into his office.
他说：“你对那个另外女的做了什么事情啊？”他说。 他把你报到那个人事部去了。And
he said, "What did you do to her? She reported you to HR."
好，那我想我们在主面前感谢主啊。有些事情我们觉得好像为主做，但是主好像让我们经历过一些事情。So
sometimes we may feel that we're doing things for the Lord, but He gives us these experiences.
好，那虽然经历一些事情，但是主有他的恩典，然后让我们能够过得去。
But even in these experiences, God has His grace that will help us through it.
好，那主今天安排他的儿女能够经历一些事情，能够更能够成为他的手中重要的器皿。So
He will continue to, work with us so that we can become vessels in His hands.
呀，但愿我们能够在主面前一同走主的路。May
we walk in His way together.
好，我们祷告。Let
us bow our head for a word of prayer.
感谢主耶稣，让我们能够在主面前能够读主的话。Thank
you, Lord, for that we can read your word here.
主耶稣，你说你是道路、真理和生命。For
you said that you're the way, the truth, and life.
主真的是若不借你，没有人能够到父那里去。If
it's not through you, no one can enter into the Father.
主耶稣，但愿我们这个人能够常常能够与主有一个信靠的生活。
May we have a trustful relationship with you.
但愿我们这个人能够与我们弟兄姐妹能够成为在主面前能够走见证的路。And
may we with the brothers and sisters walk on this way of testimony.
但愿我们这个人能够在主能够天天背起自己十字架，能跟从主。May
we bear our cross daily and follow you.
主耶稣，我们知道我们自己不行。
Lord, for we know we're weak. But for you have sent the Holy Spirit as a counselor to help us.
主真的是借着主，我们能够一同走那天路，走这属天的道路。
May we walk on this the heavenly path together.
直到有一天，我们能够与我们的主再相见。
Tell one day that we may come face to face with.
你要带我们进入到那荣耀年去。
For you will lead us into that glory.
感谢主耶稣。
We thank our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.